Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country. Thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, there's been calls for men to make the right call across the long weekend after alarming rise in drowning. With many people heading into a long weekend, Royal Life Saving is urging men to make the right call when they're on, in or near the water with their mates and families. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Lauren Miller, who's a Senior Research and Policy Officer. Lauren, very good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Yes, we Aussies love long weekends and we love celebrating and partying. Look, when we're around water, we need to be careful and due diligence. So there's a call for men to make the right call across the long weekend after alarming rise in drowning. So please talk to us about men in this case, but to all family members, to looking after each other around water.
Absolutely. So just to give some context, it continues to be a tragic summer this year. So Royal Life Saving Summer Drowning Toll shows that 62 people have drowned across Australia since the summer started. Mm. That's a 19% increase on last summer. And males make up 84% of all summer drowning deaths, with those aged between 18 to 64 years who have been most at risk. More than one quarter have occurred in rivers, creeks, lakes, and dams. Mm-hmm. Research shows the risk of drowning increases on public holidays. So Royal Life Saving Make the Right Call campaign is really encouraging men to look after their mates to keep each other safe around water, especially when swimming, boating, fishing this holiday long weekend. Mm. So we really want people to just, you know, be mindful when going into the water, especially if, you know, if you know you're going to be drinking, just avoid alcohol around water. Wear a life jacket when on the water and avoid going alone.
So alcohol is another reason why there's a high rising of drowning as well. So we need to keep it separate and we need to, we talk common sense, but when alcohol's involved, it cannot be common sense.
Yeah, the use of alcohol and drugs around water, usually we overestimate our swimming abilities and we underestimate the dangers of hazards like currents, water depth, and changes in conditions, which are both the recipe for increased drowning over the holiday weekend. So, yeah, we really want people just to be aware that alcohol can inhibit our, you know, our movements and our ability to swim in some cases. And if we were to compare to last year, alcohol was present in more than a quarter of drowning deaths.
Whoa. Yes. So there's the writing's on the wall, and as the research you've found, we need to take on board this information and cannot be laxy-daisy about the whole situation.
Absolutely. And the summer's not even over, so we really want to lessen the drowning toll. Like, we're at 62 right now, and that's absurd.
Mm. So we think, like men, we feel as though we wear the super cape and we've got this. I mean, I play football, I'm fit, you know, that sort of stuff, that mentality. But a little mishap, it can cause a fatality and leaving the family in a distraught situation.
Absolutely. Know your limits, for sure.
Good yarning with you. Very important message. Thank you so very much, Lauren. And look, have a great long weekend as well. And, there's the message, calls for men to make the right call across the long weekend after alarming rise in drowning. So one of our brothers to step up. And thank you, Lauren. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adela Yarn there, that's Lauren Miller, her name is, and she's the Senior Research and Policy Officer. And as the message states, with many people heading into the long weekend, we got the long weekend coming up, Royal Life Saving is urging men to make the right call when they're on in or near the water with their mates and families. And when we say men, only because the 80% of the drowning that has happened in the last 12 months were men, so we need to look at that very carefully in regard to doing silly stuff, somersaults and what have you, or drinking while swimming, and we need to take control and think before we act, so to speak. So there is a message going out to all men, but to all families out there, especially our Pekinese as well. I mean, shut the gates, you know, lock it, make sure there's no tools or chairs or anything around where they can kids can climb over the fence, and make sure the gate is shut. So there it is, a message going on. The heat is on, and we tend to go to the water, whether it be the ocean, creeks, swimming pools. So we need to be careful, you mob, and let's have a great summer. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Too deadly.
I'm moving with the wind, it's time to go. I gotta make up my mind, should I stay or should I go? It's gonna be real hard, leaving everything you know. I gotta do this for me, it's time to start a new show.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
aerobic, but that's all right. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist,
I don't shout. Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
It's got four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me and my feet. It's painted red and its brakes are tight.
We can do what we did at the traffic lights.
We don't linger. Give it a go.
Just because
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do. No need to rush. I don't care if I'm late. No hurry up to the pearly gates.
And Mr. Zimmer, we're the best of friends. Bosom buddies when the evening ends.
So it's early to bed and early to rise. Just getting round is an old man's prize.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Stay up late at night.
So I don't twist, I don't shout.
Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
With a red walking frame?
Yes, my girl. Goes faster than a blue one.
Can't we go now? If we leave now, we'll get there by dawn.
Steady, steady, my girl. We'll get there.
Steady, steady. Slowly, slowly. Oh.
Which way you feel?
Oh, I saw you now. Can't we mother sit down? Oh.
Got the walking frame. Steady, steady is the best I can.
Yeah, I'm, whoa-oh. remember.
Hey, Mom, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a
yeah,
warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
Nation beat, got a rubber dub style. Island warrior, but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get them. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but we plan all wild.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yeah, yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors. Their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are.
From the back, insisting in the island styles. Only while all them up on water, send up people upon you. Love when it is need that them is gonna be born.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, you Daily Mob, I'm going to catch up with Daily Brother now, Gavin Wanganeen, former AFL professional footballer, but now an artist. And we're going to talk about general information about the Loom. The Loom in Melbourne. The Loom Melbourne is the world's largest digital art gallery and immerses visitors into the world's finest art at truly jaw-dropping scale. and an expensive 3,000 square metre, four-storey high space. The Loom is the first government space in the Southern Hemisphere of its kind. And one of the artists, as I said, is Deadly Brother, Gavin Wanganeen. And a very good morning, Gavin. How are you, brother?
Good, brother. Yourself? Thanks for having me this morning.
I'm well, and thank you for coming this morning. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Gavin?
So my mob is the Gugutha people from the far west coast of South Australia.
Okay, beautiful footprint, brother. Thank you very much. Now, I did mention former AFL professional with the Port Adelaide and also Bombers, but now artist. So tell us about that transition there, my brother.
Yeah, look, the transition from a professional football career into the professional art space, yeah, it was an interesting one for me. Mm. And initially it was a very nerve-wracking one because I wanted to paint after I finished football because I wanted to put some art on my wall, and I've seen family members paint over the years, and I thought this is my time to have a go. And, yeah, I had a crack at it, and it sort of, led me into this amazing art world. Yeah. And initially I found it sort of hard because I didn't really believe in my art. I didn't believe that it was any good. I'm thinking, oh, how is anyone going to, I hope people like it. What are they going to think? Yeah. And if I wanted to go into, professional art and sell my art, would anyone ever buy it? But once I changed my mindset around the negative and just said to myself, it doesn't matter what people think
exactly
of your art. And even in terms of life, it doesn't matter what people think. All that matters is what you think.
Yes.
And if you're happy with, your own thoughts on it, that is enough. If it keeps you happy, that's all that matters. And once I felt that and took that into my art, I didn't care about
good
what
you.
People...
Good
you
on know,
you. Obviously hope people like it.
Sure.
And it all should just fell into place from there, Russ.
Look, there's a powerful message there. And as you state, as long as you like it, my granddad always said, if you decide to do something in life, people are going to talk about you. If you decide not to do it, people are going to talk about you. So do it anyway,
Anyway, yeah, so true.
So too deadly, brother. So congratulations. So the Loom, how long has the Loom Melbourne been running for?
Yeah, so the Loom in Melbourne, the digital art gallery, has been operating for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And the Connection piece program, which celebrates First Nations artists.
Yes.
There's 110 Indigenous artists from all over the country who are represented in the Connection. So it's been operating since June. Last year, and it's coming to an end over the next few days.
Okay, brother, fantastic. So is that open to the public, of course, or is there a cost? Yeah.
There's a small cost to have a look, and it's been obviously open to the general public, and people from all over the country when they're visiting Melbourne have been encouraged to pop into the Loom and see an amazing Indigenous art from all over the country being displayed across, four-storey high walls and Indigenous artists' music in the background. It's just truly been an amazing experience for all visitors.
Well, fantastic. And so it also gives our artists, First Nation artists, a platform to showcase their art, but it becomes a platform for business entity to expand your business, to expose your business, and entrepreneurs front and centre, yes?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's been, really good for artists to, to receive that sort of exposure from the platform of the Loom, and obviously it opens it up into the mainstream because you have different people from all walks of life come through here and get to see their art and who they are, where they're from, and it showcases Aboriginal culture to the wider community.
Exactly, brother. And we are storytellers, We use whatever means available, whether it be music, song, dance, art. We tell our stories. And
sport.
There you go, my brother. Yes, thank you. Kick it this way. Kick it to me. Yeah. Too deadly, brother. So it becomes a great platform in that sense as well. You are a full-on artist now, my brother?
Yeah, that's a big part of my life now. I paint as an artist. Got a few strings to my bow now after football, so I'm dabbling in a coffee business and also do a little bit of recruitment. So I've got an art. So they're the three things that I'm doing. I felt that it was really important to be diverse in the things that I'm doing, and I feel that three things, just having that ability to have variety for me has been really important.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Do you have any connection back to football, AFL?
Oh, the only connection I've got these days, I mean, is, look, is just watching it really on the television and being invited to some of the bigger AFL functions, you know, like the Brownlow, the AFL Grand Final and some of the bigger, you know, Dreamtime game at the G and all Anzac Day. So, and I always love watching footy and going to watch the footy live. So I'll always be connected to it. And now that I'm not playing, I love watching it just as much.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Look, great talking with you. Thank you so very much, entrepreneur, artist, and, look, good yarn, my brother, too deadly. And, look, paving the way. And all the best to what you do. Keep in touch. And so the Loom is open till June. Is that right?
Sorry?
The Loom Melbourne. Is the gallery, the individual art form, is open till June. Is that right, you were saying?
No, so it's been open since June and it's actually coming to an end now. So it finishes up on the 4th of February.
4th of February, which is not far away, yeah. And what's next on the agenda for you, brother?
What's next on the agenda for me? Look, just to keep plugging away with what I'm doing, like I mentioned before, I'll continue to paint. Do my commissions for people.
Yes.
I work on the coffee business and also a bit of recruitment. So, but I love my coffee. So
yes, I'll drink
keep
to that.
for a coffee company that I'll be attached to. There'll be launched this year. So,
Talk to you about that on air as well, brother. Promote you that way as well, my brother.
Get me through brother boy Longie, and we'll talk about the coffee. Next.
Well, exactly. Longie knows where you live. He told me.
He does. He got a key to my front door.
Brother, you take care. All the best, Gavin Wangding.
Thanks, brother. See
you, brother. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there with Gavin Wangadeen and Yarn Up Strong there on the Loom Melbourne, a fantastic world's largest digital art gallery, immerses visitors into the world's finest art and truly jaw-dropping scale is the definition here. Expansion of 3,000 square metres, four-storey high space, and the Loom is the first permanent space in the Southern Hemisphere of its kind, and having about 1,000 artists there showcasing their art. Gavin Wangadeen is one of those artists, and good to talk to the lad, former AFL Port Adelaide and Essendon Bombers player, and look, good to be yarning with him. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Too Deadly Mob. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too Deadly Mob.
Ooh, they gon' know my name. I wanna hit the field. Yeah, I'm gonna sing it live, so you know it's real. Create the kind of love to give the world a light. Shine it till you can't ignore that you're feeling right.
Take a look that will make you proud of what you become. Ain't no second to delay. If you fall, that's your lesson learned. Be proud of where you come from.
They gon' know my name. They gon' know my name. Bring your all together for that holy hope. they gon' know my name.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Across the Torres Strait. Traveler of the world, dancing the moonlight and shaking brown kulaks and listening to life songs in harmony.
On Dizzy Island,
don't say goodbye, say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've eaten the fruit of the Wanga tree with a beautiful island girl, you always return to Tia.
It takes him a while to realize he's not dreaming. Somehow he's landing in paradise. When the sun shine right into the evening,
Islanders smile shine right through to sunrise. On Dizzy Island,
don't say goodbye, say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've eaten the fruit of the Wanga tree with a beautiful island girl, you always return to TI.
so damn beguiling. You follow Rastafari, this our home. Whoa, Australia, but my little homie is Cape York.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Sailing faster, push back.
the southeast wind. Kaika laksa kera payayae. Kaika laksa kera payayae.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say, yarn up strong, your mob. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Jenny Neighbour. She's Sydney Film Festival Program Manager. And talk about this deadly space, because Sydney Film Festival announces new First Nations Award, proudly supported by Trant Pictures, with world's largest cash prize for Indigenous filmmaking. And we've got Jenny on the line. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, and I'm so happy that we've got this cash prize that we're now able to award to an excellent piece of filmmaking from an Indigenous filmmaker. It's so exciting. It's $35,000, so not to be sniffed at.
Oh, good. Look, a great platform, and look, good money, and look, it can open up a lot of doors. Look, tell us about Sydney Film Festival and the space and the reins that you hold. And talk about having First Nation, First Nation Award, National Award at the table.
Sure. So the festival has been going since 1954, so it's had a long history, but it's only been screening Indigenous film, films by First Nation filmmakers since the 70s. I mean, there really weren't very many around before then, but we did have one back in 1979, Essie Coffey's film.
Yes.
Which was the first film directed by a First Nations woman from Australia. And since then we've shown like the first films, by the short films, in fact, by people like Warwick Thornton, Ivan Sen, Rachel Perkins, and then their first features. And not just Australia. And this prize isn't just for Australian, open to just Australians. It's open to First Nations creatives internationally. So we've had first films by Taika Waititi, Marita Mita from New Zealand, as well as kind of filmmakers from the USA, Canada, and Scandinavia, Sami filmmakers as well. So it's something we're really proud of, but something we really want to build on.
Fantastic. Yep.
For us, these stories are so important, but they're so compelling. Yes. And it's just something we feel really worth. It's inspiring, and we want to reward it.
Good, fantastic. So filmmakers, First Nation filmmakers, what do they need to do? Do they need to put in an application as such, or
nomination? Go on our website, SFF, S for Sugar, S for Freddy, S for Freddy, .org.au, and go follow the links to submit their film. There's no fee involved.
Yes.
And they just have to do that before the 1st of March.
Before the 1st of March, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's open to directors and who have a new or sort of finished in the last 18 months film that hasn't been shown in Australia before.
Oh, good, fantastic. So it can open up a lot of doors, doesn't it? And it builds a nice relationship with our Sydney Film Festival. So the future looks great.
It does. And, you know, it also builds a relationship with the audience. And we got a really big audience, and they're really enthusiastic. We showed Warwick Thornton's The New Boy at the last Sydney Film Festival. It was our opening night. The love in the room was amazing. It was so positive, and people just adored the film. And we had all the boys from the film there having fun on the red carpet.
Good.
It was so special, and we just want to build on that love.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it could open up a lot of doors when you're talking about filmmaking, short films, what have you. It can aspire to big movies and open up a lot of doors for actresses lighting, all the above.
Yeah, and getting your name there, you know, when you like, we talk about the festival circuit, it's the circuit where, you know, everyone talks to everyone, everyone follows the films, finds out about the films, listens to recommendations, and in that particular, they look at who wins prizes.
Yeah.
And that just helps you on your journey to be a name in the film business, to get your next film made.
Yeah, no, fantastic. So this is great, and this is the first time this is happening with Sydney Film Festival announcing First Nations awards?
It is indeed.
Good. Fantastic. Well, very exciting news. So once again, people can go online, fill out an application for entries, filmfree.com/Sydney Film Festival, yes?
It's Film Freeway.
Film Freeway, yes. Okay, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for the yarn. Jenny, all the best, and please do keep in touch and watching this space very closely. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you know any filmmakers, any First Nation filmmakers who've made some films, do let them know.
Fantastic.
We're
eager
to see their work.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Jenny. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Deadly Yarn there, and Jenny Neighbour, her name is, Sydney Film Festival Program Manager, and look, talking about a fantastic platform, Sydney Film Festival announces new First Nations Award, proudly supported by Tremont Pictures, with world's largest cash prize for Indigenous filmmaking. So yes, go to the webpage there, you mob, filmfree.com, Sydney Film Festival, and put in your application for entry. So anybody out there, First Nation mob, who make films and got a passion to do so, this could open up a lot of doors, so do check it out. Thank you for tuning in to National Talk Black with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and coming to you live here from the First Nation radio station, BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
A shy black boy who came to the city to learn about life, and how his people lost their lives. His parents died when he was just a child, and now his life is mystified. Black boy,
black boy,
black boy,
black boy.
The color of your skin is your pride.
daughters running around. My lady's next to me. Then is